Protests over police shootings have law enforcement around the country looking for ways to build trust. In Atlanta, the police department has added something new to its recruits' training, a history lesson. WABE's Stephanie Stokes has the story.
The recruits have just arrived at the Center for Civil and Human Rights when their class coordinator, Officer Andre Hartley, asks them a question.
What is anybody expecting? What are you expecting to see this morning?
A few answer, quietly. Civil rights, Atlanta history. Overall, the 20 or so recruits dressed in blue polos and khaki pants seem unsure. It becomes clear as soon as they enter the museum. They watch police dogs bark at protesters. The recruits hear former Alabama Governor George Wallace.
Segregation tomorrow and segregation forever.
And they pass rubble from the Birmingham church bombing. Officer Hartley says this tour of the civil rights movement is to shape how recruits approach the job.
It's one day and it's a couple of hours, but it's exposure to something you were unaware of. So the simple exposure can be that small motivation to make sure that I don't treat someone else the same way people were treated in the past.
At one point in the tour, recruits sit at a replica of the lunch counter in the Greensboro sit-in. They put on headphones and listen to the threats the protesters faced.
I mean, they're in your face, they're screaming, so they're going to put a fork in your neck. I couldn't imagine what that would have been like to have to go through that experience.
That's Michael Wheeler. He's white, 23, and from North Georgia, a small town with no traffic lights. I ask if he already knew the story of the Greensboro sit-in.
I mean, I definitely heard about that, you know, growing up in school, but it's something different when you're sitting at that counter and you feel it, you know, you feel that those emotions, and yeah, it's tough.
Wheeler sees how the experience will help him, though, as an Atlanta police officer.
Personally, being a white male, knowing what it was like for black males and females inside the city and what they had to go through to be able to put my feet in those shoes, I think it's very relevant.
The visit doesn't only affect white recruits. I meet Yvette Shorts in a room dedicated to civil rights activists who were murdered. She says she's from New York, and being black and Latina, her family talked about racism in the South.
The stories always get told over and over about segregation and about how they had to take the different buses, but I'd never been so up close with it, so face to face with it.
Short says she always wanted to be a police officer, but where she grew up, people didn't trust those in uniform.
I was in a neighborhood that wasn't like police friendly, so I couldn't tell my peers that this is something I wanted to do when I was 12 years old. From 12 on to like, maybe high school, it was like a secret that I kept to myself.
Now that she's finally training for the job, she's excited. This tour only makes her want to do it more.
If I wanted to help people before, I definitely want to be there to help now. And I mean, if I can make a change, I'm definitely for that.
The police recruits who come here, like Shorts and Wheeler, are actually brand new, only in their first few weeks of training. Hartley says there's a reason for that.
When we move on, we get in to control tactics, things of that nature, handling calls, what we call reality-based training. You want them to have that mindset of treating people fairly before we get there.
As the group finishes touring the museum, I talk to one last officer in training, John Hordesky. He's white and grew up in Pennsylvania. After learning about the marches, sit-ins, and violence during the civil rights era, he was floored.
The fact that that wasn't that long ago. You know, it'd be one thing if this was 1820, and I could be like, oh, well, that was another world, but reality is there's still probably a lot of people alive in Atlanta. John Lewis, wasn't he right in the middle of that? Yeah, and I see him on TV all the time. So I think that definitely hit home.
Hordesky expects this visit to stick with him. He says the role of police officers is already in the limelight.
And now, knowing I'm in a place like Atlanta where that's a huge issue, that's definitely something everybody needs to be aware of.
After we finish talking, Hordesky and the other recruits file out of the Center for Civil and Human Rights. This afternoon, they'll be back in class at the Atlanta Police Academy. They still have 5 months of training ahead of them. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.